Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
October 8th is the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Once again, we're on St. Mark's Gospel. While this remains a hotly disputed passage of St. Mark's Gospel, and while we must remain wary of imposing our concepts on the meanings of words from Jesus' time, there is no question that he intends here to revise the law of Moses. In those days, you see, men could only commit adultery against the husband of the woman with whom they had sex. They could never commit adultery against their wives. If a man had sex with another woman, that wasn't adultery, even though he was married. It was just having it with another man's wife. Jesus firmly equalizes the law. Extramarital sex is against your spouse, whether you be a man or a woman. It was an idea that was shocking at the time. We note that even Peter, the first pope, was shocked. Jesus believed against the ethics of his time in the equality of the genders as described in the creation story. One can reasonably assume that Jesus would not be happy with high divorce rates today and would urge us to do all we can to lower these rates. Okay, once upon a time, there was a man who made a lot of money in a tech firm, enough to retire on when he was only 35. He didn't intend to sit around for the rest of his life doing nothing. He planned to return to school to complete his degree work, to enjoy the arts, to play basketball every week, to help out the poor in the parish, to spend more time with his wife and kids. Well, he had just retired and was, as he said, unwinding when his wife's mother became quite sick. She had to fly all across the country to take care of her mother, and he suggested he hire a housekeeper, a nanny, to take care of things. She had played both roles by staying home with her four kids, who were still under 7 years old. "No problem," our hero replied. "I'll take care of them. I've always wanted to spend more time with them. That's one of the reasons I retired. It'll be easy compared to the high-powered corporate offices where I've been for the last 15 years. His wife hesitated. "Are you sure?" she said. "Of course," he said. "No problem. A piece of cake." She sighed, as only a woman would sigh when she noticed she was hearing nonsense, and went off to her mother's bedside. She called home twice every day. Both father and kids said everything was fine. The kids seemed to be enjoying themselves. Dad kept saying, "A piece of cake, a piece of cake." Well, her mother recovered in 2 weeks, and she flew home. She found two nannies and two housekeepers in the house that was in chaos, which is about what she expected. Poor Daddy was a basket case, barely able to speak two sentences. "I'll take the corporate boardroom any day," he managed to murmur.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.